Hi, my name is Lisa Moll, and I'm both a research associate within the School of Geography and the Environment and a lecturer in Earth Sciences at Cardiff University. But today, I will tell you something about the University Church of St. Mary the Virgin, which is one of the main buildings around the heart of the University of Oxford. As you walk down the high street, you cannot miss this building. Its imposing spire, beautiful portico, and large numbers of gargoyles make it stick out despite the competition from the surrounding buildings. On this site, there has been a church for many centuries, originally dating back to the 1st century. However, beneath the robes, traditions, and beautiful architectural details, there are many layers of turbulent history, most of which have actually left their mark on the building. Have a look at the portico, or porch, of the church. Above it, you can see a lovely statue of St. Mary the Virgin. While we might admire it, Oliver Cromwell's troops did not feel so sympathetic about icons during the English Civil War in the 1640s. They used the statue for target practice. To this day, despite a number of rounds of repairs, the impacts are still visible in the statue's cheek and nose. Have a closer look at the statue yourself and see if you can spot the damage. War damage to monuments is a fascinating area of study. After all, this damage is not just damage the way we would see the results of, say, pollution. This damage is a witness to events that shaped our history and our own world. Oxford is not the only example of this. London is still full of Second World War impacts. We also see active destruction of cultural and religious objects as a way of destroying the identity of your opponent. Think, for example, about the Banyan Buddhas in Afghanistan or the Old Town in Dubrovnik. These sites equally become a monument as a reminder of the pain and suffering that took place during and after the conflict. So you can see how these impacts are a cause for quite a bit of head scratching when it comes to conservation decisions. After all, how do we decide what is the best course of action? Do we just replace the affected material to help to forget and move on? Or do we try to conserve the impacts as a monument unto themselves? Because of the high levels of pollution Oxford has experienced over the centuries, especially when coal was widely burned, the church had fallen somewhat into disrepair and was threatening to become unsafe for use. It was therefore restored extensively in 2011 and 2012 with the help of a National Lottery Fund grant. Can you see how clean the stones on the tower are now? All the statues and gargoyles were cleaned up and a lot of intricate details on the spines of the tower were replaced. Before you move on to the next stop, have a look in the church and climb the tower. You will get a spectacular view over Oxford, and you can see the repairs up close.
You have reached the end of this stop. Now, continue past the church on the right-hand side along St. Mary's Passage onto Radcliffe Square.